Welcome back to Screenfish. I'm Julie Levac. I had the pleasure of speaking to Sophia Ben-Zaff again this year at the Toronto International Film Festival for her work as writer and director of her new short film, I Am in the World, as Free and Slender as a Deer on a Plane. I spoke to Sophia at the festival last year for her work as lead actress in the movie Splinters, and I was so excited to hear that she was coming back as director this year of this short film. Please listen in as I chat with Sophia about this new short film, which is about a woman who is exploring her sexual identity. Enjoy. Thank you so much for speaking with me today. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. My pleasure.
Okay, so your film, first of all, I'm really excited because we spoke last year about Splinters, and then when I found out that you were coming back as a director, I was really excited for you. So congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, it's really great to go back as a director. It's my first time as a director, so very exciting for me.
Yeah, for sure. I'd love to know your thoughts right off the top about the symbolism behind the pigs at the beginning of the film, and even the first shot of the protagonist as she cooks the piece of meat. To me, it's almost like how she views the men that she's interacting with, but I'd love to know your thoughts on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I kind of wanted to leave it open to interpretation a little bit, but for me, that's definitely kind of what I had in mind when I was making it, and obviously this idea of women get treated as quote unquote pieces of meat a lot, and so I wanted to kind of transfer that to her and have it be like she treats these men that she encounters like that. Like she one of the questions I got during the Q&A actually during the screening was, so why is your main protagonist so kind of unemotional? And I was like, that's kind of a point for me. Like, I wanted her to be quite detached and almost cold in her interactions, because I feel like that's something that we normally associate with like male behavior, and I wanted to see a woman, behave like that.
Yeah, that's really interesting. That was actually my next point, was her stoicism throughout the film. And the only time we see her get slightly bothered is when the first male is talking about how women have a shorter shelf life and stuff like that. And then even when she was talking about buying Plan B, she's very matter of fact, and she doesn't even flinch when the man calls her, sort of jokingly calls her a slut. So that's interesting to hear the sort of how you wanted to switch the sort of stereotype.
Yeah. I mean, the funny thing too is like when he insults her essentially to her face, and the next cut we see that they've clearly slept together. So she's made this decision to either not care or to in a way troll him, or maybe she's just physically attracted to him and wants to see it through and doesn't care what he's saying. So yeah, I think I just wanted to see somebody who is more. I think she's just interested in these experiences, and she almost has a very observational approach to her own dating life. One of the conversations I had with Michaela was that I really wanted her to exert very minimal effort in all of these interactions. Like, I wanted her to basically not use any of her charm, because she doesn't have to. Like, she's a young woman that's already being sexualized by these men. Mm-hmm. She doesn't have to literally do anything, and to kind of explore the extremes to which you can go to, like having, like not exerting any sort of charm or not manipulating them in any way, and still kind of getting exactly what she wants out of it.
Yeah, that's interesting. I always appreciate scenes that depict more of a realistic sexual interaction and all of the awkwardness that can come along with that, without all of the fluff. So we see some experimentation with different fetishes in this film, but again, it's a much more sort of understated and realistic portrayal. So I was just wondering if there was any specific intention on your part when it came to portraying the sexual interactions.
Yeah, I just wanted to reflect something that felt relatable and that felt contemporary, and interactions that contains some sort of essence of what a lot of young women experience and go through. Obviously, her experience is very specific to myself, but I think that there's an essence in each of them that a lot of women can relate to, the sort of gray zone of, like, I'm not sure if this is even, how did I end up here? Do I want to keep going? You know, like the tickling scene, like there's a moment where she doesn't want to do it, and then she ends up doing it. And I mean, that was an interesting thing for me to explore, because I feel like we just don't talk about those moments enough, you know, those moments of, like, not necessarily, like, going through with something and not necessarily enjoying yourself.
Yeah, for sure. I like that you left the tickling scene sort of up to the imagination of if they continued on that night or not. So that was interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So talk to me about the title. The fact that it's like a full sentence is very intriguing enough, but it's interesting to think of the title in the context of the protagonist and seeing the sort of similarities there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was, when I was writing this, I usually journal a lot when I'm working on any project, and I wrote this film in early 2016, and then I kind of shelved it for a bit, and then I met a producer. I mean, these things take so long, you know, so I met a producer, and we started working together, and then we applied for funding, we didn't get it, and we applied for the next round, and, you know, basically 2 years later, we finally had money to make it, and I was revisiting sort of my journals and flipping through the pages, and I saw that sentence in my journal, and I was like, oh, that's such a striking sentence. I don't know where it came from in that moment, but later I realized it was a quote, actually, from a book called Near to the Wild Heart by Chloe Prospector. It's an amazing book by, like, a modernist Brazilian writer. And it struck me right away. I was like, this is the title of the film. It's so evocative, and I think, again, it's like one of those, I think a title can add so much to a project, you know, it can add so much to a short.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's like, you know, you're thinking about that kind of the whole time. I mean, all my hope is that you think about that title as you're watching the film and how it relates to the protagonist, you know? I just knew right away that it was perfect for the film.
That's fascinating. Thank you so much for talking to me. Congratulations again. I'm really excited to see what your next project is.
Oh, thanks so much. Yeah, thanks so much for your great questions. And yeah, I hope to talk to you soon too.
Awesome. Thanks again. Talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
Bye.